Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome back to another great edition of the Danielle Forbes Show. I am back with another great and live episode just for you on Wednesday, October 14th, Activating the Power of God, Part 2, Encourage Yourself. This will be another great show for sure. You definitely do not want to miss it. And just to let you know before I take a quick break, if you are having problems accessing the Danielle Forbes Show on the internet, you can call in to listen to the show live by following the prompt 646-716-5391 to listen to the show live. Just follow the prompt. And if you do want to ask a question and be live on the Danielle Forbes Show, all you have to do is dial in that same number, 646-716-5391, and press the number 1 to ask a question. I will be taking live questions, comments, concerns tonight on the Danielle Forbes Show, so just be patient. We do have a great show planned for you tonight, so if you just sit tight, stay tuned, the Danielle Forbes Show will be right back. And hello, everyone. Again, the Danielle Forbes Show is back. I am live tonight, again, October 14th, 2015. Wow, this year is going by so fast. Thank you again for tuning in to another live episode of the Danielle Forbes Show. For those of you that are just tuning in, you can access the show by the internet by clicking on the arrow blogtalkradio.com/ The Danielle Forbes Show, or you can call in to listen to the show live, 646-716-5391. Dial that same number to ask a question and be live on the air, and just hit 1. So I want to tell you all again, thank you so much for supporting The Danielle Forbes Show, the fan page. Thank you for all of the likes that I received from last week. For those of you that don't know, you can follow the Danielle Forbes Show fan page on Facebook. Click like, and there you will find just some new content, some videos, things like that. Also, the show is recorded, although it is great to listen live. I understand that everybody cannot tune in live. And so we don't want you to miss anything. So that is why we record this, and so you can go back and listen to shows from the newest to the oldest. So again, thank you so much for all of your support, your appreciation, and your encouragement. I definitely have an excellent show planned for you tonight, and I'm excited and pumped as always because God is speaking. He is always speaking. He is always using me. So again, hold on to every word I say because God speaks and he speaks fast and I don't want to miss it. I certainly don't want you to miss it. This is a great word tonight, great encouragement, inspiration. And I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do a show tonight as I was traveling. And as I got on my knees and began to pray, the Lord laid in my heart to let me know that I needed to make it happen. So I had to be obedient to the Lord. So that is why I'm bringing you this tonight, and I'm so blessed to be doing so, and I'm even more blessed that I have you all listening and supporting, and it is growing. It is growing at a rapid pace, and I am ever so thankful and blessed for that. So thank you so much again. I do have some acknowledgments. My mentors, of course, Eric Davenport, Rebecca, Portia, Ronnie, and, you know, his wonderful wife out there in Dallas, some wonderful friends, my friend Jay, just, you know, my encouragers, my rocks, my warriors. I love you all. Thank you so much for being there for me when I need you the most. So I also have to acknowledge my wonderful mother that is an avid breast cancer awareness supporter. She actually went out today to show encouragement for October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So hopefully men and women are out there supporting the breast cancer awareness movement and wearing their pink. I just want to acknowledge my mother, Ursula Riggs. She's doing a fabulous job, and she is making everyone proud, especially God. She's out there doing her thing and encouraging those victims and those warriors that are fighting breast cancer. So, Mother, I want you to stay encouraged. I hope that you are listening tonight and continue to do your thing. Very proud of you. So, I have a great show planned for you tonight. The time goes by really, really fast. It always do when we're having fun. And it always goes fast when we're talking about the Lord. So I am going to try to get it all in. Again, hold on to my every word. I'm so excited. Definitely can't wait to hear from you. I hope that I get a chance to take some live calls and questions tonight and have a great show, as always. So let's jump right into it as I take a breath. So, okay, last week's show, I talked about the Lord. I talked about activating the power of God through spiritual awakening. And the way that we awaken the Lord, or the way that I awaken the Lord spiritually, the way I awaken myself spiritually, I should say, was by fasting. I completed the Daniel fast on 10/7, which are two powerful numbers, 10 and 7, if you want to look those up. That day will mean so much to me because it, to me, seemed like the first day of the rest of my life. And when I completed that fast, that is actually what I felt like the Lord spoke into my heart, that it was the first day of the beginning of my life. And that was so powerful because I truly felt that. There were some things that, you know, I was battling personally that I was trying to overcome, and I was trying to overcome it with my flesh, and it just was not working. And it was at that point that God brought me to my knees, and I was able to ask him to help me. And at that point, he had me right where he wanted, and he showed his face, and pretty much led me to that fast, spoke to my spirit and led me to that fast. And I know I was led to that fast because it was just, I didn't even have to think about it. It was not hard for me to live off of fruits and vegetables for 21 days. And anyone that knows me personally knows that I love coffee, and the fact that I had to give up my coffee and tea for 21 days, I thought that that would be a really hard thing to do, but it actually was the easiest thing to do. So before I get into the rest of the show, I want to let you all know I had so many people come up to me after watching the video. It was just amazing how God used me and put me in the right place at the right time to encourage some people and people that had watched the video, for them to come up to me and tell me that they were so encouraged and that they were going to do the Daniel fast meant so much. And he said that I blessed them, but they actually blessed me, because it just confirmed to me that I was in the right place at the right time and, you know, in the right frame of mind. I was in the spirit and not flesh, and that God was using me. So I want to thank those people, and it just encouraged me to continue to go harder, to continue to be steadfast and consistent with my walk and what I'm doing right here, right now, which is bringing you the Daniel Forbes Show. So what I want to tell you about the Daniel fast and any other fast that you may choose to do, whether it's an intermittent fast where you have one meal a day, or if you decide to fast for 3 days and just have liquids, whatever fast you do, whatever fast God leads you to, I should say, is don't look at it as a challenge that, oh, I can't have caffeine, or, oh, I can't eat all day, I'm going to be weak, I can't do this, I can't do that, I have to give up caffeine, or I have to give up chocolate. Don't let that be the reason you do not fast. When you go on a spiritual fast, it is for that reason. So don't focus on those things in which you have to give up and those things that you have to do without for a period of time. Focus on the reason for the fast. Focus on the fact that the Lord led you to it. If he led you to it, he will bring you through it. And at the end of that is blessings, so, and favor and all those wonderful things that come from the Lord. So I just want to put that out there. And if you keep your focus on that, you will not miss the coffee or the donuts or the pizza or whatever it is that, you know, weakens you. So I just want to put that out there. So again, want to get back to, you know, the show and kind of pick up where we left off from last week. Again, fasting is often the fastest way to receive whatever it is that you are believing God for. Whether it be for blessings, healings, deliverance, etc. That's why they call it a fast, you know. But more often than not, it seems that once we receive the things that we are believing God for through fast, it seems to me that, and I'm sure someone out there will agree, when we receive those things that we're hoping, you know, that we're hoping for and that we're believing God for, it seems that's when we stop praying. You know, we feel like we got what we wanted. We stop praying and we start to slowly but surely resort back to our old ways instead of, you know, keeping God active in our lives. And, you know, and that's a scary part, because when that happens, and once we get what we want and we kind of put God on the back burner again, that's when we activate the enemy. And that's not what we want to do. Activating the enemy is definitely not what we want to do. So, but that's what happens whenever we become discouraged and we start thinking that our fast was not real, you know, that it was a facade, or if it was a, you know, figment of our imagination. That's when the enemy feels like he has us right where he wants us. At least that's what he thinks. But it's at that time when we have to encourage ourselves, and we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord and stand on all of his promises and keep the adversary Satan where he belongs. And he belongs in hell and not in our minds. And I'm sure you will agree with me. You know, God wants you to know that the devil is a liar. He hates you. Make no mistake about it. Although, you know, we feel like, you know, we have all these things, you know, but a lot of those things, that if we really take a step back and look at some of the things that we've gone through, some of the things that are in our lives, can we honestly say that the Lord supplied all of those things? Because we all have some gifts that, yes, they definitely came from the Lord, but we also have those things that, you know, Satan sent into our life. So it's definitely important to know and re-examine those things. But I just want to reiterate that, again, you know, stand on all of the Lord's promises and keep your adversary, Satan, where he belongs, in hell and not in our minds. Again, God wants you to know that the devil is a liar. He hates you. He wants nothing more, nothing less than to destroy you, you know, kill your peace. And the way he does that is by attacking our minds. Because every single thing that we are, every single thing that we have or don't have, is a product of our thoughts. You know, everything that we have, everything that we've done, everything that we wish we would have done, it began with a thought. I mean, right down to our very existence. Our mothers and fathers thought about having sex, and boom, you know, here we come 9 months later. So everything is a thought. And if Satan can just get into a little crack in your mind, he can take over. That's all he needs. So I want to just encourage someone to, you know, just actually everyone, take control of your thoughts. The devil is a liar. He wants nothing more than to kill, steal, and destroy. Please believe that. Please believe that. You know, and he will use anybody and anything to do so. He will use, you know, any and everybody to distract you, to destroy you, and kill your faith in God, you know, kill your hopes, your dreams, and sometimes even kill yourself. That's how powerful he is if we allow him to be. But I want to encourage you tonight and let you know that you need to encourage yourself. That's more important, because when you encourage yourself, the Lord says, think on those things that are true, those things that are pure, those things that are noble, those things that are just. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, to think on those things. And so the reason why God wants you to think on those things, because they are just that. They are pure, they are honest, they are just, they are of good rapport. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, to think on those things. And so whenever we're having problems in our lives, in our, you know, in our personal lives, our professional lives, it's because we are magnifying our problems instead of thinking on those things that are pure, that are honest, that are just, that are lovely, that are of virtue, and that are of praise. Why is it that so, you know, more often than not, those things that are just causing us so much pain, so much confusion, so much distress, so much oppression, so much guilt, so much doubt, so much anger, all those things that are not of the Lord, why do we focus on those things and not on the things that the Lord has given us, all of the blessings, all of the favor, all of the peace? Why do we want to magnify all of that in our minds? And so before I take a break, I want you to think on that. I want you to hold that thought. I will be taking questions soon. Again, if you want to listen to the Danielle Forbes Show live, if you don't have internet access, please call me at 646-716-5391 to listen live. Just follow the prompts. And if you do want to ask a question, just hit the number 1 on your keypad, and I will definitely love to take your live questions, comments, whatever you have for me. So stay tuned. The Danielle Forbes Show will be right back. Okay, and welcome back to the Daniel Forbes Show live tonight, October 14th, 2015. We are having a great show. We're about 20 minutes into it, and it is awesome. The Spirit of God is moving right through me as he should. I'm so excited, so stirred, as always, and that is my confirmation that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and that's bringing you the show live tonight. And, you know, there are so many times where we doubt ourselves. I know that, you know, I definitely have times that I doubt myself, and I'm not afraid to admit it. But I promise you, doing this show is one thing that I have no doubt about, that it is God, because when there are times when I just don't feel like putting a show together, when I just don't even, I might not even feel like praying, I might not even, but the Lord moves so heavy on me to the point where I have no choice. He lets me know, you're not the one doing the show, I'm doing the show. So I just want you all to be encouraged that the Lord is using me right now. He is speaking, and I'm stirred. I could never bring you a show like this without the Lord. I'm smart, but I'm really not that smart. So I don't take any, I'm at a loss for words right now. I don't take any responsibility. That's the wrong word, but I'm sure you all know what I'm saying. I don't take any responsibility for this. This is nothing but the Lord, and he wants to relay this message to you all, to everyone that's listening, everyone that is listening to the show. I promise you, it is not in vain. Everyone that is listening to the show right now is supposed to be listening. There is something in the show that is going to bless you, something that it is that I'm going to say, that the Lord is going to say through me, that each and every person needs to hear. So I encourage you to continue to listen and tell a friend, because we all need encouragement. We all need inspiration. We all need support. This life, this world is an evil world, and every ounce of encouragement, inspiration that you can get from the Lord, trust me, use it. Be grateful for it. The Lord can put a word in a child's mouth. He says, through the mouths of babes, God speaks. So listen to your children when they talk to you. Listen to, you know, somebody else's child. We just don't know who God is going to use to bless us, to get a word through us. So, you know, I just want to put that out there. So, again, tonight's topic, part two of last week's show, activating the power of God by encouraging yourself. Last week was activating the power of God through spiritual awakening, which was fasting. And the reason why the Lord put it on my heart to bring you part two of this show is because, like I said earlier, once we have completed that fast, and once we feel like we have received what it is that the Lord has for us, it's very easy for us at that point to stop praying, to say, okay, we got what we wanted, thank you, God. And then slowly but surely we slip right back into that place, that old sin nature, that place where we was before. And it is at that point where the enemy can creep back into our minds and get us right back to that very place that we don't want to be, right back to that very place that we had to get on our knees and ask God to deliver us from, take us right back to that place where we had to, you know, which was the reason we had to fast in the first place. So the reason why I'm bringing you part two is, now that you have activated the power of God via spiritual awakening, it's time to encourage yourself, and encourage yourself on in the Lord, and stand on all of his promises, and remember the scripture, whatsoever things are pure, lovely, honor, just, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise whatsoever, think on those things. And that is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Because again, we're so quick to magnify, put our problems under a microscope and think on those things. And we can always tell when we're under the influence of the enemy, because when we think on those things, such as our problems, our, you know, the things that stress us out, the confusion, that right there lets you know that you're in the wrong system, that you're under the wrong influence, because God is not the author of confusion. Your adversary, Satan, is the author of confusion. So at any time that he can keep you confused and stirred up and you don't know if you're coming or going and you're just snapping out on everybody, your boss, your kids, your husband, whatever, you know that you are under the wrong influence. So it is so important to stand on all of the promises of God and what his word says and not what your adversary Satan says. He is a liar. He was a liar from the beginning. And when I say he is a liar, think of all those people in your life that lie to you, that hurt you, that cause you so much pain. You know, we hate to look at them as little devils, as Satan's little kids. But again, as I said earlier, there are definitely some things that we had or maybe still have in our lives that were not sent by the Lord. And I challenge you tonight, not only to that Daniel fast, that 21-day Daniel fast, but I challenge you tonight to take a step back and think on those things and to look at those things in which may have caused you pain and identify where did this really come from and ask yourself what it is that you want God to do for you and deliver you from and for him to show you his face and his goodness and his blessings and his honor and his deliverance and his healing and all those great things, because his word says all things good and perfect come from the Lord. And his word also says no good thing will he withhold from those who love him, which is another great scripture of mine, because oftentimes we look at what we wish we had instead of what we have. We take a step back and we want all these things. We think on all these things. Oh, I wish I had this. I wish I had that. That person has this. Why can't I get that? Why did that person get that over me? Instead of looking at all the things that God has blessed you with, beautiful children, a wonderful job, a car, a marriage, you know, a healthy relationship, friendships, you know, food on your table, whatever it is, all those things that we take for granted, you know, we push those to the back burner and we look at the things that we wish we have instead of praising God and thanking God for everything that he's done and everything that he will do if you continue to have faith and press forward and not look back on those former things and, you know, not get some praise for all the things that he has blessed you with. So I feel in my spirit right now that another one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. That is so important to me because, I mean, it speaks volumes and it's exactly what it says. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. And another scripture that can kind of contradict that or add on to it, which kind of goes hand in hand, is what good is it to gain the world and lose your soul? And the reason why those two scriptures go hand in hand is because if the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and you are righteous, you're asking God to, you know, take control of your life, to lead you, because a good man, a good woman's steps are ordered by the Lord, and you're walking right, and you have God at your center. He's the center of your life. He is the head and not the tail, and you're praying fervently, and you're walking right, and when you pray, you know, there's much available to you because you are righteous, but when you are in the world and you're outside of the will of God and you're doing things your own way, whatever it may be, you know, and I'm not judging, but I'm saying when you're outside of the will of God and you're trying to make things happen on your own and you're not on your knees praying and asking God to show you his face and show you his glory and what his will is, you're operating in the world. You're outside of the will of God. And we have all been there. So God says, you know, what good is it to gain the world and lose your soul? So if you're out there doing those things that you know are displeasing to God, that, you know, just that makes him sad, that makes him frown, that makes him cry for us, what good is it to gain all those things, you know, to gain the world and burn for it? It's not worth it. So that's why I love the scripture and prayers of the righteous availeth much, because if you're walking right, you're, you know, you're a man or woman after God's own heart. When you pray and ask God, he said, you have not because you ask not. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So if it's that easy, if that's all you have to do is try to live right, you don't have to gain the world and lose your soul. You can ask God for whatever you want and believe in your heart that you have received it and it's yours. So you don't have to you don't have to lose your soul. So that's the good news. And I just want you to know God put that on my heart, and I'm glad that he was able to break that down. So praise God for that. And you know, and I hope that I am blessing each and every one listening to the show tonight, because in my spirit I just feel stirred. Encouraging yourself is so important, because when the enemy creeps in like a flood and, you know, tells you that you're not healed, that you're not delivered, you know, that you're still sick, that you're still heartbroken, that you're a product of your past, that you're nothing, that you'll never amount to nothing, that you were nothing from the beginning, your mother wasn't anything, your father wasn't anything, and he will use all of those tactics, and he will whisper all of those words into your ear. But I'm here to tell you right now to encourage yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord, and you hit that liar, Satan, with a scripture, and you let him know that you are not a product of your past. You are everything. You were bought with a price, that Jesus died on the cross for all of your sins. So it doesn't matter what you did. The Lord only sees you for who you are right now. So he sees things in us that we don't see in ourselves. So I just want to encourage each and everyone right now that has fallen into that trap that the enemy tried to set for them and tell them that they're nothing, that their life is nothing, that they're not going to amount to anything, that they're not healed, that they're not delivered. That is a lie from the pit of hell. And I just want you to encourage the Lord in all of his promises. And if you are unsure of what his promises are, just open up your Bible and they're all right there. And I'm quite sure you don't know any other scripture, whether you're a babe in Christ or if you're a big girl or a big boy, everyone knows the scripture. He will not leave you nor forsake you. And if you can just have that on your heart and build on that, I promise you when that enemy tries to come in and overtake your mind and ruin your day and ruin your life, you'll be able to come up with that scripture and hit him. There's three things that you need to do to defeat the enemy. That is submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee, in that order, I promise you. Because when you expose a liar, they're exposed. They can't handle the truth. When you expose a liar for who they are, what do? They run. They run. They hide. They don't call you anymore. They can't face you. They can't talk to you, because they lied, and that's exactly what the devil does. So when you submit yourself to God and believe everything that he says about you and not everything that enemy Satan says about you, then you've won the battle. The battle is yours. It is not Satan's, and he will flee in that order. So I just want to encourage you. So whether you're going to complete a 21-day Daniel fast, a 3-day liquid fast, you know, a 7-day intermittent fast where you are having one meal a day, just make sure it's God that's leading you to that. Get on your knees and pray. And Isaiah 58, I believe it says, you know, it's just a fast that he has chosen for you to undo heavy burdens, to loosen, you know, to loosen the bands of wickedness, let God lead you. Don't do it yourself, because when you're led by the Lord, you know you can't go wrong. You know you're going to make it through. It's not going to be about you're hungry or you had to give up chocolate or coffee or whatever the case is. When you are led by the Lord into that fast, you won't even care about those things, I promise you. So I do want to definitely continue to challenge you to the Daniel fast or whatever fast it is that God leads you to. Again, before I wrap up the show, and what a great show it is, I must add, I'm just so enamored how the Lord is speaking right now. The enemy, he will try to fill your mind with doubts and confusion. But again, God says, think on those things that are pure, honest, noble, just, virtuous. And again, he promised to not withhold any good thing from you. So don't worry about that broken relationship. I'm talking to myself. Don't worry about those things in which you feel, may have passed you by or past failures, because you can't look at them as a past failure, because if those things were meant to be yours, you would have them. If that man or that woman was supposed to be yours and it was good and perfect and all those things, then it would be there, because he said no good thing will he withhold, no good thing. So I just want you to think on that and be encouraged by that. And, and it doesn't just stop at the fast. Actually, fasting, yes, although that is the fastest way to unlock your blessings and your favor and your peace and your deliverance, your healing, and all those other things that you are believing God for, it does not stop there. So once you're done that fast and you feel like you've gotten what you wanted, just know that that's only the beginning, because what you did by completing that fast and getting those things that you were believing God for, you just made the enemy mad. You just made him mad, and now he is really going to try to attack. And that is when it is so important that you have your word not only in your hand but on your heart, so that when he does try to attack your mind, you can hit him with the scripture fast so that he will flee. And the goal is, make simple goals for yourself, and it's real simple. Make tomorrow better than your yesterday. Make your tomorrow better than your yesterday. Have patience with yourself. Have patience with your children. Have patience with your mate, as long as he's a good mate, as long as he's not, beating you, as long as he's not, physically, emotionally, mentally abusive. Have patience, because, we're all imperfect people. We were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity. None of us are perfect. Like the Bible says, there's nothing, only thing that's good is the Father. So, have patience, but have patience with yourself. Take baby steps. Set small goals for yourself. Whether it be to, smile more, smile at someone else more, say encouraging words, give someone a compliment, because again, if you feel good on the inside, the whole world will see it. They will know it. But if your spirit is weak and bad and you're beating yourself up, I don't care how much makeup you put on, how much eyelashes, hair, heels, nails, doesn't matter. When you don't feel good on the inside, trust me, it shows. So I just want to put that out there and encourage each and every one of you in that right there. So, again, I am so blessed for having each and every one of you tune into the Daniel Forbes Show. I'm so excited about how God is moving, how he is inspiring. And notice, I'm not taking credit, and that's the word I was looking for earlier. I am not taking credit for any of this, because it's the Lord. Again, I could not come up with this stuff. I promise you, I couldn't. I am a talker, but when the Lord is talking, trust me, he can out-talk me on my best day. So I hope that everyone that is listening to the show tonight is encouraged not only in themselves or by themselves, but encouraged in the Lord and what the Lord says about you and his promises. And be inspired, be encouraged, be motivated, and, you know, also inspire others, encourage others, motivate others, challenge others as you challenge yourself. Be patient with yourself and also be patient with the Lord. If you get down on your knees and you ask God for something tonight and you don't get it, just be patient in the Lord, because, you know, what's a day to us is a 100 years to the Lord. So just be patient and, you know, find peace in that situation. Find peace in whatever it is that you are believing God for, because I promise you, he says that his word will never return void. He says that he is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. And he will do just what he said. And I'm quite sure each and every one of us listening to the show or not listening to the show can definitely look around in their house, look around in their life, and see something that they believed God for and they received it. So, and you probably didn't get it the very next day after you asked. I'm pretty sure about that. The Lord is an on-time God. He's never early. He's never late. He's always on time. So when I show up on time for work, when I have 1 minute left to spare, I'm like, man, I'm just like God. I'm on time. I'm not early. I'm not late. It's perfect. So I just want you to be encouraged in that. I love you all. I really, really do. And I thank you so much for tuning in to the Danielle Forbes Show, for your support, for your favor, for your likes, for your comments. Again, continue to like the Danielle Forbes Show fan page on Facebook. If you missed tonight's show live, I feel bad because this was an excellent show. But the good news is that you can catch it again. It is recorded. You can listen to this show, last week's show, last year's show. It's all right there on blogtalkradio.com/ The Danielle Forbes Show. Also, my website is up. It is under construction, but you can see it, www.danielleforbesproductions.com. You can also email me at danielleforbesproductions.com. I want to hear about your questions, your topic ideas, whatever it is that you want to be addressed on the Danielle Forbes Show. I hope you all have a great week. I hope you all were blessed tonight. And I look forward to bringing you another great show next week. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. May the peace of God be with you all and your families. And God bless you. Have a great night. Bye.